like us to just go ahead and bless him this morning and worship him from the depth of our heart. I want us to say thank you to him for another new day. I want us to worship him because he's the Lord. Libakosh tasopeladish ketozia. Lika baba boraso telekosha betose padi. Mambro shalagado kote prokesopetavi. Mando borat la nakosha legedosa protesia.
You are God alone. You are God alone.
You are God alone. Manto prokoto seteledish kopoladia. Manda porokoto sotoloria. Sheleba koto seteledi katozi. Resatalabara koto sheledi. I protoko sotoloda shebelede. Wima bragadoko setalabado shebeta. Libarako setolegedish kalabada. Imam Brogodo Sotolodia Likapato Setelededisha Bragla Dokoto Setelededico Shalaba Reketeketeleketeledo Shalagadosia Mando Prokoto Setelededi Ratakatayala Dagadagadagado Shalagado Imam Doborokoto Sotolodia Ikapata Shalabado Mendo Cosotoloria, Ikepita Lagadosha, Imanato Sotolo, Ikepita Santa, Mando Copotoco Santa Alabado Shaladia, Ikeprita Santa Alabado, Mando Coto Satanalo, Labarash Telegode, Imando Boraga da 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 Eka poto salanda progo do sotoledi. Eka polo poto sotoloria. Ishabalaga poto sotoledi. Imando borro poto sotolotosa. Eka shalabaga sotoledi. Ma progo do bolokoro sotoledi. Ma sheleba kote sotoledi. Degelo kosiminando. Ita sita la baroglo to kote sentelani. Isha la mana koto sentelani. Ika po koto santa la baraga dosha. Ina koto sentelani. Anto soto lo roko te kete sheledani. Manda baroko toko sentelani. Roko toko te sentele kota karabadaba. Ishalabado kotolokote seketa inando borodo koto seteledadi mando borokota san shalabada ente setelegedo shalabada inanda labagado seteledadi.
You are God alone.
Father, we thank you, Lord.
You are God alone.
We give you all the glory.
You are God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Glory be to God in the highest. Our Father, we want to bless your name for this morning. We give you praise for bringing us here into your presence. We thank you because of another new day, another new week. We appreciate your holy name. We bless you because we know that we will not remember the former things, because we know that you always make all things new. And we know that it doesn't matter how yesterday looked like, this week We know you will make all things new for us. We give you all praise. Lord, this week we have come to be empowered to succeed. We receive that power this morning. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. I'd like to welcome every one of us this morning to God's presence. And I strongly believe that the Lord who has brought us here is going to grant to every one of us this day a pleasant day, this week a pleasant week, in the name of Jesus. Now, we are going into the Word of God before we pray. We started a series last week on the impartation of wisdom. The impartation of wisdom. We were told last week that there is no excuse for lack of wisdom because we have an open invitation to ask for it. That is James chapter 1. And verse 5, there is an open invitation to ask for the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is the revelation of the will of God. The revelation of the will of God that culminate into understanding how to undo the affairs of life. It takes wisdom to handle the affairs of this life. And that's why he said, if any of you lack wisdom, we were told last week that wisdom can be lacked like any other thing can be lacked. A lot of people struggle because they lack wisdom. Every time there is a lack of wisdom, then there is a lack of success. Because we were told in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10, when there is a lack of wisdom, then there is a lack of success. When wisdom is lacking, struggle and failures, they are inevitable. And that is not the will of God for us. If the iron be blunt and it do not whet the edge by the wisdom of God, then must he put to more strength. More strength. And I told us last week, it is better for us to use more wisdom than to use more strength. When Jacob was met with Pharaoh, Pharaoh thought that Jacob has grown so old. But the man told him and said, "Don't look at me by my appearance. You see, I have not attained to the age of my fathers. The days of your servant has been filled with many troubles." And we know the life of Jacob himself. It wasn't like the life of his father. It was late before Jacob was able to enter into rest. But Isaac never, all the days of his life, there was no struggle for him. But Jacob, because he exerted more strength, he grew older than his age. Have you seen people grow older than their age? Recently, we went to a particular place, and my wife called my attention to something. Somebody was talking. We went to see somebody, and the person, we know his age, and another person that was not even up to his age, who was talking, we discovered that he looked far older. Wisdom makes our life to look younger. We look fresh. And that's why we should not have struggle mentality. Life is not a place you struggle through. Life is a place you wise through. And that's why we're going to be praying about a particular wisdom dimension this morning. Life is not a place we struggle through. Life is a place we wise through. When we operate in the wisdom of God through life, you discover that we will even live long. Wisdom is one of the secrets to longevity. It's one of the secrets to long life, because there is a orderly personal life management. You realize that when you have wisdom, your life, your business, everything about us is properly managed. Because the proof of wisdom is order. Anywhere there is no wisdom, there is confusion. And anywhere there is confusion, then there is limitation. So you realize that if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen its edge, then one must exert more strength. I'm praying for us concerning our own, that we come to seek God in this power to succeed every Monday morning. We will not exert more strength in life. Where others are saying we need to exert more strength, wisdom of God will be speaking for us. However, the advantage of wisdom is that it brings success. I love that translation. So wisdom gives an advantage. Wisdom is an advantage to us. So lack of wisdom is a disadvantage in life. Lack of wisdom, that means wisdom is an asset. God's wisdom is an asset that cures a life of struggle. Wisdom is a God-given advantage to our life that advances our lives. Where there is an advantage, then there is an advancement. Where there is an advantage, there is no struggle. God makes all things to work effectively for us. And I'm praying for every one of us here, including our mommies. I'm praying long life without stress. In the name of Jesus. You know, when God gives people wisdom, they enjoy life. I've said it before. When my father of a blessed memory died, he died at 82 years old. Just like our mommy here, we have to walk sometimes. That's how we walk. When he was to die at 82 years old, there was no sickness. He woke up. He had this habit of waking up very early to have his devotion. He woke up. He had his devotion. He greeted people. And he returned back to the sitting room. And he put his hand on the handle of the chair. And that was how he slept in the Lord. One of my sisters that wanted to clean the house thought that he was just sleeping. When she was wanted to sweep, she was saying, "Daddy, please, can you please excuse me?" Not knowing that Daddy has been excused to heaven. He died in peace. Because wisdom is the gateway to a life of peace. When we have wisdom, we know peace. When we have wisdom, we enjoy peace. I'm praying for us that this day, the wisdom that we make our lives to be successful by the peace of the Lord, we receive it in the name of Jesus. And I told us last week about that dimension of wisdom. I call it a know-how wisdom. But there is a wisdom the Holy Spirit wants us to pray about this morning, very quickly. And that wisdom is called a way out wisdom. Everybody say way out wisdom. Now, when we talk about impartation of wisdom, according to Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. I said, wisdom is a spirit. And that's why Jesus is our wisdom. He operated in the wisdom of God. Wisdom is a spirit. Wisdom is a spirit. Wisdom is a spirit. Now, that spirit means an impartation. When it comes on us, when it lives in us, you realize that there is always going to be a way out. One of the wisdom dimensions we need to be praying for every day is a way out wisdom. And the Lord has assured me, as a matter of fact, the Lord said to me this morning that every one of us here should pray through this week in every aspect that it looks as if things are tight for a way out wisdom. God said, pray through this week. Pray through this week for a way out wisdom, because that wisdom will be imparted this morning. And God said, pray through. He's going to give a way out wisdom. If we are going to be interceding for somebody, let's pray through and say to God, a way out wisdom is what I'm asking for. What is a way out wisdom? John chapter 14 and verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. The wisdom of God speaks there, and that is Jesus Christ. John 14, 6. Jesus said, that is the wisdom of God. He said, I am the way. Everybody say, I am the way. That's Jesus speaking there. He said unto them, I am the way. I am the way. And the truth and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way. And I realized something, that of course he's talking about coming to know the Father. But I see a dimension of Jesus in this scripture, that if Jesus is the way to the Father, is the way to every good thing in the Father. Is the way to the fulfillment of our destiny. Is the way to a solution that we need in any moment we find ourselves in any tight corner. Jesus is the way, a way, the way from time to time. He said, I am the way. Not even a way, the way. So we have this Jesus in our lives, and that means we have the way in us. I'd like you to say to yourself, I have the way in me. Now, one of the things that normally limits people is not knowing the way out. Have you heard people say to you from time to time, I don't know the way out. I don't know the way out. But Jesus is the wisdom of God to us, is the way. In other words, there is no situation, there is no challenge that we find ourselves that there will be no way out, because the wisdom of God is the way out. When somebody has wisdom, there is no tight situation that can make that person to be stranded. He will always get the way out. He will always get the way out. And that's why you see Jesus, all through his time, he was never stranded for once. Because how can the way strand him? When he resurrected and he came back from dead, he entered by the wall to visit his disciples. The door could not stop him. The wall could not stop him. I don't know the wall that is standing as a barrier on our way, in our families, in our businesses. But beginning from this morning, the way will be making a way for us. I said the way will be making a way for us. I said the way will be making a way for us. In the name of Jesus, is the way that can make a way in the wilderness. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. When the way, which is the wisdom of God, is living in us, then in verse 19 of Isaiah, he will do a new thing. When you are stranded and it looks as if I am stranded, he will do a new thing. A new thing means he will make a way where there is no way. And I'd like us to understand this as the word of God is sinking to our heart. What is the barrier before us? What is the wall before us? What are we going through that we have been checking? How am I going to undo this thing? God is saying, I will do a new thing. In other words, I cannot be limited. I cannot be stranded. I cannot find myself in a tight corner. And said, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Because I'd like us to pray this morning very well before we go. I will soon round off right now. But I'd like us to get this. This is the word of God. If God says he will make a way in the wilderness, a wilderness is a place where there is no solution. But God said, no matter what you are going through, the way, the wisdom of God is Jesus, is living in you. God will make the way. God will make the way. I said, God will make the way. This week, God will make the way for you. There is going to be a way out for every one of us in the name of Jesus. Now, let me quickly round off by sharing this with you. How does he make a way out through his wisdom? There are three things I want you to recognize this morning. How God makes a way out of every tight situation, of every situation that looks as if there is no way out. And that is in 2 Kings chapter 4, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, there is a story of a particular widow. The Bible says her husband was a prophet who served the Lord, who feared the Lord. But this man suddenly died, and he left a widow, woman, and two sons. But the Bible says this woman could not pay back the debt that the husband owed. And there were two children that the creditors, they have come to take as collateral. But the Bible says this woman cried to the prophet. This morning we are going to cry. Everybody say we are going to cry. I say you are going to cry. So I want to tell us number one secret to a way out wisdom is to cry to God. Many of us are too quiet when there is no way to manage it. When there is no way, we are just waiting. But this woman knew, I am losing my two children because there is no way to pay back this debt. There must be a way out. This prophet cannot be here and there will be no way out. And that prophet, as at that time, represents now Jesus in our lives. He was a representative of God, Elisha. And now we have Jesus in us. Jesus, we can cry to him for wisdom and say, see, there is no way in this situation. That's why I told us that the Lord spoke to me this morning and said, I should tell every one of us who have been faithful in this part to succeed that you should pray through this week for a way out of wisdom. Pray through. Please don't forget the word. God asked me to say you should pray through for way out wisdom. Way out. Way out. Way out. Ask God from as you leave this place, Sasamas, God said, pray through this week. That means before this week is over, there will be the way out. That's the word of the Lord. We cry. I said, when the Lord spoke, I said, myself personally, we cry this week. I will do that all through this week by the grace of God and cry to God for the way out. Because if Jesus is the way, according to John 14, 6 that we read, then I cannot be stranded. You cannot be stranded. There is the way how. There is the way how. That woman knew that wisdom of way out does not come until you cry out for it. Solomon knew this secret in Proverbs when he said, cry out unto wisdom. Cry out for insight. Cry out. Don't be comfortable with confusion. Don't be comfortable with limitation. Cry out. And number two is the compassion of God. That's the wisdom that brings a way out. When you cry out to God, God shows compassion. Elisha looked at that woman. When that woman cried out, he looked at the situation of that woman. Her husband has been a servant to me. And he served God with me, and now he's late. Will his service unto God be in vain? When you check the book of Mark chapter 8 and you read verse 1 and 2, Mark chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, the Bible talks about brethren who came far to hear the word of God. They had stayed with Jesus. After they have stayed so long with Jesus, Jesus knew they wanted to go, but they were hungry. They have stayed to hear God's word. I have compassion on these people. These people have come to seek me. I can't let them go without showing them compassion. When we learn to cry to God, when we commit our lives to God, when we yield ourselves to God, when we stay with Jesus, He can't leave us in our confusion. He will make a way out. There is compassion in Him. He's not interested in our limitation. He's not interested in our confusion. He's interested in a way out. So it's going to be a compassion. Everybody say compassion. I can't hear you say compassion. Then number three, before you rise to pray now, there is going to be a creative spirit. A way out wisdom we call by a creative spirit when the compassion of God is released. As soon as the woman cried to the prophet got compassionate about her, then a creative spirit came up in the prophet. The same thing happened in Mark chapter 8. The creative spirit, he said, what do you have? He said, I have nothing save the pot of oil, the jar of oil. He said, go. Borrow many vessels. Shut the door. And then pour. Begin to pour. That was a creative spirit. God used something little insignificant to create what we solve our problem. Because our God is a creator. He can create something out of nothing. So the compassion of God, when it looks as if things are tight for us, we create something out of nothing. That's why there is always the way out, because the compassion we create. The compassion we create. This week, the creative spirit will spring forth in everyone here. There is a need for that. So that is the third thing. As you cry to God this week, God will show compassion. And then what you should expect is a creative spirit. A creative spirit in you that will call your attention to something you have ignored or where you never know there is going to be a way. Then number four, it is your cooperation with the Lord. Cooperation. You must cooperate. These are four keys that wisdom of a way out always released. When you are imparted with wisdom of a way out of life tight situations, these four things will take place. You have to cry to God. Number two, the compassion of God will be released when you cry. Number three is compassion will release creativity in you. Then number four, you have to cooperate with the creative process of God. Don't look at it as a mundane thing. Many a times God will ask you to do the ridiculous so that He can release the miraculous. Most times when you are looking for the way out, God always makes the ridiculous to bring the miraculous. You have to understand that in Mark chapter 8, it was the ridiculous. What do you have? 4,000 people were hungry, but what they had could not satisfy. God used the ridiculous to perform the miraculous. For that woman, a little oil in the jar, God used the ridiculous to perform the miraculous. In the hand of Moses was a rod, and Moses knew there was no way. God said, lift the rod up, and the sea will part. You are going to have a way. He used the ridiculous to achieve the miraculous. In our lives this week, God who has promised, He will give us the way out. He will use the ridiculous to do the miraculous in your life. I can hear our amen. He will use the ridiculous to do the miraculous in our lives. So you need obedience. You need faith to cooperate with Him. And the Lord will bless us. Are we ready to cooperate with Him? That is the way. And if we do that this week, God will make a way for us in the name of Jesus. There is no way until we cooperate with God. in Acts chapter 12, when you read how Peter was put in prison, he was sleeping when the angel visited him, and the angel led him. Peter cooperated. He was following the angel of the Lord. And because God cannot be stranded, gates were being opened. Peter was not using any key. No seven keys to success. No seven keys to breakthrough. It was just following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is the way, he does not need key. When you follow him, even in the world, there is a way. Even in the sea, there is a way. Even wherever we follow him to, there is a way. Can we lift our two hands unto heaven as we rise right now? I want to prophesy over our life. This week, there will be a way for us. There will be a way out for every one of us. I don't know the tight situation you are going through, but I prophesy the God who makes a way in the wilderness. Impartation of wisdom of way out. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, a song says, God, we make our way where there seems to be. Can we sing that song together? He walks away. We make our way for us. We be our own. We close to his vast strength for each new day. Hallelujah. We make our way. We make our, lift your voice and say, oh Lord. Can we cry to him and say, oh Lord? Can we cry to him and say, oh Lord, by your compassion, make a way for me and my family. Jesus, can we cry to the Lord? Lord, make a way for us. Show us the way out financially. Show us the way out spiritually. Oh God, make a way. Oh Lord, make a way for us. Everybody, let us cry to God. He's the way maker. He's the way maker. He's the way creator. He's the way himself. The wisdom of God always make the way out. Oh Lord, in your compassion, I know you love me. Lord, make a way for us. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I'd like you to pray with the whole of your heart before. My wife and I went to a particular place sometimes, and I told her, I said, you see, there is a way out of here. This situation has been lingering for long. I know there is the way out. Please let us know what we are going through. It is because we have not discovered the way out. The way out is there. And we are going to cry to Jesus this morning to show us the way out. Are we ready to cry to him? Can we shout, oh Lord, oh Lord, out of our situations, show us the way out this week. Mention that thing as you pray to him. Mention those areas that you want him to show you the way out. Oh Lord, this is our cry. Oh Lord, this is our cry. Lord, show us the way out. Jesus, by your spirit, your spirit, your spirit. Oh Lord, show us the way out this week. Oh Lord, I shall not be confused. I will not be put to shame. My family will not be put to shame. I know you cannot allow me to be put to shame. Show me the way out.
show me the way out. Show me the way out. Out of this situation. Out of this circumstance. I know you are the way. And you know the way. Oh Lord. Show me and my family the way out this week. Out of our lack. Out of our limitation. Out of our confusion. By your wisdom. Show us the way out. Show us the way out, oh God. Are we praying at all? I want you to pray. The Lord has promised this week that we should pray through. That we should pray through for the way out wisdom. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Do you believe Jesus is doing something right away? Now, you are going to pray lastly because of time as I release us. We're going to talk to God. This way out of wisdom God has promised this week, He will do it. I know He will do it. No matter how big that wall is, this week He will show us the way out. You know, in Joshua chapter 6, the Bible says, they shut the gate. They built a wall that was so high, no one could come in, no one could go out. They did not need a prayer point. Do you know what brought down the wall and showed the way? They praised God. In the next 2 minutes, as you are standing there, I just want you to be praising God. I will come there where you are to anoint you. Let it be a praise to God. And look at this. This is what the Holy Spirit said. Your praise to God is this. Lord, I thank you because the ridiculous is turning to the miraculous in my family this week.